Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Cultural challenges run deep in Pakistan, despite a new law meant to curb child marriages. Then Mission India sees God using children's Bible clubs to transform entire families. We'll unpack this story for you in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Pakistan, where last month, human rights activists celebrated a new law that sets the legal age for marriage at 18 in the Islamabad territory. But Nehemiah with FMI offers a sobering reality check. A similar 2013 law in Pakistan's Sindh territory hasn't stopped or penalized child marriage.
Sindh police disclosed recently that from 2018 to 2024, only 30 convictions under the child marriage law were recorded out of 272 first information reports.
Islamic leaders argue that under Sharia law, puberty, not age, is the deciding factor for marriage readiness. They're already challenging the new law in court for being un-Islamic. Nehemiah explains that even if the law stands,
the people of Pakistan, they're followers of these parties, and whatever their imams, whatever their leaders, they say, they follow that. So this law does not really matter.
Here's the more sinister layer. Each year, an estimated 1,000 girls from religious minorities, including Christians, are kidnapped, forcibly converted to Islam, and married in Pakistan. In all these complexities, pray for God's wisdom and strength for Pakistan's believers under these pressures. Find more ways to pray in the full story at our website. Elsewhere, from Ukraine to the Middle East to Sudan, our world is seeing the most conflict since World War II. Today, more than 1 in 6 children live in war zones, and many face famine. Last year, the United Nations confirmed nearly 33,000 grave violations against children, the highest number on record. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder tells us.
You can't help but think, oh my word, this is huge. And these aren't just numbers. These are sons and daughters.
Keys for Kids devotionals tackled tough topics to help children give voice to trauma.
It might be a warlike situation. It may be an earthquake or some other natural disaster where there was trauma throughout their community. Or maybe it was through the loss of a loved one.
The devotionals point kids to hope, even in bomb shelters in Ukraine.
A young boy was reading about the peace that passes all understanding while he is in the basement being attacked by drones and missiles. And yet he found hope in Jesus Christ alone because that's what scripture was provided for him.
You can help bring this hope to more children. We'll connect you to Keys for Kids at our website.
One of the things that we're struggling with right now in some of these hard-hit places like Ukraine is we don't have any more resources in our warehouses. We don't have anything to give these hurting kids.
And finally, Mission India is working to share the gospel with unreached children like Jada, who came to know Jesus Christ as her Savior at a Bible club. Jada and her family depend on the day-to-day labor of her father for food and other necessities. When her father became sick,
Jada had just learned about Jesus and that he could heal. So she actually prayed in Jesus' name for her father's healing, and he was healed.
Raina Miller says through the faith of Jada and the miraculous healing of her father, this little girl's entire family came to know Christ.
Although life might still be difficult in some ways, they have hope that they didn't have before.
Bible clubs are a place where children can learn that they matter and witness Jesus' love through Bible verses, stories, and songs. The impact reaches beyond the children who attend.
When these parents get to know Jesus, it completely changes the whole household. A lot of times that happens through a child. We are really passionate about reaching children, and a lot of times that turns into kids reaching their parents as well. So it's really exciting when we get to see not just a child's life change, but the whole family.
Mission India is reaching impoverished areas with their new monthly giving program, Pathfinders. They invite supporters to provide 18 kids with Bible Club for a year. You can find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.